This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate defeated two bills that could have ended a partial government shutdown, which is headed into its 35th day. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the votes came as 800,000 federal workers faced a second straight payless payday.
The president suggesting a reasonable installment on paying for a border wall could be a way out.
They pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's rejecting that, saying it's not a reasonable agreement between the senators, and she hopes it doesn't mean some big down payment. Asked if she knows how big a payment the president would find reasonable, Pelosi replied, "I don't know if he knows what he's talking about." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A U.S. Senate committee has subpoenaed President Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, to testify one day after Cohen said he was postponing an appearance that was scheduled for February 7th. Cohen said Wednesday he was putting off his highly anticipated public testimony in part because of threats that President Donald Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani allegedly made against his family. Lanny Davis is Cohen's attorney.
A resolution of censure when the President of the United States indisputably intimidates and obstructs justice to prevent a witness from testifying is an order. So is a federal criminal investigation of Rudy Giuliani for witness tampering, calling out a man's father-in-law and wife in order to intimidate the witness.
Davis was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America program on Thursday. Both Trump and Giuliani have urged the Justice Department to investigate Cohen's father-in-law for crimes they did not specify, but allege his involvement in organized crime. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department ordered non-essential personnel to leave Venezuela, but is not closing its embassy in Caracas. On Wednesday, Venezuela's disputed president, Nicolas Maduro, said he was ending diplomatic relations with the United States. That was in response to President Donald Trump's announcement the United States was officially recognizing National Assembly President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim leader. In remarks to the Organization of American States Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged all members to recognize Guaido as Venezuela's new president.
All OAS member states must align themselves with democracy and respect for the rule of law. All member states who have committed to uphold the Inter-American Democratic Charter must now recognize the interim president.
In a speech to the Venezuelan Supreme Court, meanwhile, a defiant President Maduro said U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to bring in his own de facto government in Venezuela.
No queda duda que es Donald Trump.
He said, "Let there be no doubt that Donald Trump, in all his madness, believes himself to be the world's police, believes that he is the boss of Latin America and the Caribbean." Maduro said he had spoken by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who assured him that, in Maduro's words, "you have the unwavering support of Russia more than ever." Felix Tshisekedi was sworn in Thursday as the Democratic Republic of Congo's new president, marking the first peaceful transfer of power in the country's history. In his inaugural address, the new president pledged to build a strong and unified nation. He said, "We want to build a strong Congo with its cultural diversity and its attachment to the motherland, a Congo turned toward its development in peace and security, a Congo for all in which everyone has a place." Tshisekedi's victory in the December 30th election was a surprise to many. Pre-election polls indicated that businessman Martin Fayulu would be the winner. Fayulu challenged the official results in court, but Congo's constitutional court denied his request for a recount. And the famed doomsday clock is now at 2 minutes to midnight. Rachel Bronson, the president and chief executive of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, said that the new abnormal is simply too volatile and too dangerous to accept as the continuing state of world affairs.
This new abnormal is simply too volatile and too dangerous to accept as a continuing state of world affairs. Recognizing this grim reality, what we'd like to announce is that it is still 2 minutes to midnight.
The hypothetical clock reflects how close humanity is to worldwide catastrophe. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.